From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Congressman Joe Sestak will be the Democratic candidate for Senate in Pennsylvania this fall, not long-term incumbent Arlen Specter.
This election is about you. It's about you and everyone in this great commonwealth who stood up and wanted diverse voices heard.
That's Sestak after the primary, one of several nationwide in which voters said no to the establishment and no to incumbents. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Susan Phillips reports on Specter's failed party switch, which he'd hoped would keep him in office, and his concession to the relatively unknown Sestak.
The state's longest-serving senator switched parties last year after fearing defeat from his more conservative Republican rival. A stoic and somber Arlen Specter gave a brief concession speech at his election headquarters in downtown Philadelphia.
It's been a great privilege to serve the people of Pennsylvania.
Specter lost despite support from President Obama and the local Democratic leaders. The 80-year-old Specter had a long political career as a Republican. He switched to the Democratic Party last year. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
Anti-establishment sentiment did not push Republicans to victory in the Pennsylvania congressional district of the late Democrat John Murtha. One of Murtha's former aides, Mark Kritz, will serve out the remainder of Murtha's term. Kritz beat Republican businessman Tim Burns, but he'll have to face him again in the November election. Another closely watched race in Kentucky, where conservative Republican Rand Paul and his Tea Party backers are testing their clout. And Paul, the son of libertarian Ron Paul, who mounted a feisty presidential campaign in 2008, is the winner of the Senate primary.
I have a message from the Tea Party, a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas finds herself in a runoff against Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter after the Democratic primary. Gunfire in Bangkok, Thailand today as anti-government protesters continue to clash with security forces despite their own leader's pledge to turn themselves in. The army has overrun the protesters' barricaded encampment, but now there are reports that a TV station is under attack and of fires at the stock exchange plus evacuation of a newspaper office. There's a brazen attack in Afghanistan today. Insurgents have hit the big U.S. Bagram Air Base. At least 7 NATO personnel are hurt, and at least 7 of the insurgents are dead. Stocks are drooping worldwide today as new financial regulations in Germany and elsewhere press financial issues downward. This is NPR News. The European currency and stock markets have dropped on news that the German government is banning some risky investments. The euro is at a 4-year low against the dollar. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, it's not yet clear whether the German move will have the desired effect of calming markets.
A day after EU finance ministers voted to seek tough curbs on speculative investing with hedge funds, the German government has prohibited what's called naked short selling on bonds issued by Eurozone governments. Naked short selling is selling shares without actually owning or borrowing them, and it can have a big impact on the stock market. The U.S. banned it in 2008. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she enacted the law to rescue the euro, but outlawing the controversial practice has already had a negative impact, as the euro dropped to $1.22, its lowest level since April 2006. Merkel wants other EU governments to follow her lead, particularly because this kind of transaction crosses borders and enforcement is very difficult. So far, no other nation has announced any plans to take the same action. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Scientists say they do not know where the massive Gulf oil slick will head next, but federal officials are conceding to Congress that the government should have done more to oversee drilling operations. BP Oil, which operates the damaged and leaking well in the Gulf, says it hopes to stop the leak within days, but previous efforts have failed. BP also says it hopes to cap the well permanently by sometime in August. South Korea says it now has enough evidence to blame North Korea for an explosion that sank a South Korean Navy ship back in March. 46 sailors died when the ship went down. North Korea denies it has anything to do with the incident. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.